shining rainbow.
Hello, Mr. Fantasy. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and Chip. Jack left town.
Maybe I am insane. And maybe it's time for you to find out how insane I am. Yeah.
I can kill everyone in this game?
By the power of Grayskull.
Etrigan, you stop right there.
Are you ready?
She's back. I had to play that video. I had to.
I love that one. I love it.
I had to play that video because she's back. Now, before we bring on our guest, we have our sidekick, the one and only Quinderella. We have Jamie Dolan back. And now I have a lot of, I got to say this right now. I have people come into my day job. Everyone watches the show. We get emails all the time, people from Pod TV, and everyone asks all the time what Jamie and I relationship is. So I've got to explain this right now. No, I'm seriously, I'm going to. I'm in love with her. I love her. But not like you think. Not like you think. Now hold on. Let me explain. If the universe gave me a choice to pick the younger sister, not the baby sister, the younger sister that I wanted to grow up and play Mego dolls and superhero dolls, He-Man, and go to the movies with and grow up side by side.
I don't think
one
you want
year.
That to me because I used to rip the heads off my sister's
Well, I'm just saying this would be the person. This is who I would pick for my sister right here. This is the girl. This is the one that I would pick to be.
You make me cry.
This is the person that I would pick to be my sister. My wife Rose knows this. Everyone knows this, but she would be the one that I would pick. I would tell the universe, this woman right down here would be my younger sister. This would be her. So that's it. That's from my heart. She would be my sister. I love her dearly. And nothing's ever going to stop that. She's my kid sister, and I love her to death. So that's where it is. And this one right here, she's becoming the baby of the family. Nobody likes her. She's the Meg.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
What? So nobody likes me.
No, nobody likes her.
Wow.
No, she just. Wow. Oh my God. No, but anyway, I wanted to say that before we bring
Terrible.
In our guest. I know. Yeah. I am. I try. That's everybody.
So
wow.
Neat.
Nice to see you, Jamie. Good evening. Welcome back.
Oh, hi, Aviva. Hi, Michael.
We're going to bring up these comments in a minute, and Michael comes up. And Aviva again. Anyway, I just wanted to say that
I love you.
I love you too. And you made this old heart very well and fluttery when you surprised me on Saturday. So
Kevin.
Oh my God.
Back from Kevin.
Who is a young lady at the bottom, Lois?
Your old boss.
And Michael comes in and says, hi. Hello. Hi, Mike. All right, so without further ado, we have a guest in the back that Jamie and I did interview, Emily.
Yes,
she's
super cool.
Has it. Yes, she is super cool. Emily did not interview, and I really think Emily should have took my spot because this young lady, the interview, has not aired yet, but it's going to be on Pod TV this week. This young
Lewis
lady
froze.
Took, I did, and it took my breath away. And I told Emily, because Jamie had to take off, and I told Emily about this. This young lady is an author. She wrote this book, but it's not her words.
I have it here.
I bought it for you. What did you call them?
Wait, what?
Em, What did you call the money?
Oh,
that
the doubloons.
Oh yeah.
Jamie ended up with them.
Oh my god!
I gave him to my son. He was very excited, so it's okay.
Well, it worked out in the end, then.
Oh my god! Everyone is saying hello, Jamie. Hi, that's all
Joe.
I got. I'm out of here.
Bye, Joe.
I tried to give him to our guest, but then Jamie.
I was like, you are not paying
You're
her.
You're trying to everybody.
That is not okay. So I gave her cash dollars. And then he gave me the blues. So,
and Donald Shundy says, hi, Jamie, Lewis, and
hi,
Emily.
Donald.
Yeah, so I did that. So anyway, without further ado, let's bring in Shannon. A Dream Within a Scream. Now, I was speechless. I was sitting next to you. Shannon, before we get involved, why don't you explain to everyone who you are, what you do, and then we can get into my theory of why I was asking questions you have already answered and why I was speechless.
Well, I am a medium with Long Island Paranormal Investigators, and I take my impressions from the different locations that we investigate and I put it into poetry. It's basically my impressions of what the spirits are feeling at the locations. This book is about a specific location in on Long Island that I can't disclose the location.
Okay, but about your book and how you wrote the book. See, you're smiling. So explain that. And now during the video, we both kind of turned around because you said something. So do you remember?
Yes, there was a man standing behind us.
Okay, and now if you watch
the man, we're getting it narrowed down because she said,
yes. Now you did not say there was a man. You just said there's somebody behind us. I felt that because I turned around, and
yeah.
All right, elaborate, please.
On that, there
everything,
I just,
please.
Okay, so on the book, I'll start with that. On the book, yeah. I wound up, we were investigating a location. At that point, it was probably about a year in monthly investigations. And I had picked up on a female spirit there. I felt that she was a mistress to the person that owned the home. And I channeled her and she stayed with me. And basically, I wrote into poetry her feelings and emotions. I was able to feel, and it was almost like they were my memories. So I felt everything that I wrote. Those are my words. It's just her feelings put to it. My words put to her feelings, I should say. So
now,
that's, yeah.
I was speechless. I couldn't talk. And because I think you were kind of like affecting me. Because as you went, Jamie took over the whole interview. Right? I know. She took over the whole interview. I couldn't talk, but then I started asking you questions that you've already answered like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, you were lagging terribly.
I felt very weird. And when Emily came back, I was like, I think you should have been in that because I couldn't do.
You were speechless, and that clearly does not happen often.
No.
I wasn't, but it was weird. I wasn't feeling funny. I wasn't feeling weird. It had nothing to do with the medical issues I'm going through. It was just a surreal feeling I was getting. And I told you, and Jamie, you're going to remember, you kind of have like, I said what, a commanding presence? But
yeah,
it was,
yeah,
it was bizarre for me.
It was bizarre to see because you don't ever stop talking.
A lot of people say that, though, that they feel weird around me. I don't know why. I'm weird.
I didn't feel weird around you.
Thank you.
I thought you were awesome.
No, it wasn't. No, I'm sorry. It It wasn't a weird feeling.
He's a mess now.
I know. I don't know which way to look. It wasn't a weird feeling. It was just this. It was spiritual, and we both turned around at the same time. Seriously.
So I think what Lewis is trying to put into words is he wants to know what you felt behind you during the interview.
Sure.
So
when we were sitting there, I got a little distracted because I thought somebody was just coming up. My light just went out. Creepy. Okay, so what I saw was a person come around the table to my left and come up behind us, and it kind of freaked me out because I'm like, why would somebody be coming up behind us? So I turned around and there was nobody there. It was a man. He had kind of like, I think, a bluish, like a dark blue shirt. I don't know. That's all I really got. I thought it was an actual person, but that happens to me a lot. So,
well, then, let's also explain to people, and Jamie, you can attest to this. Our back was to a wall. We were kitty cornered.
Yeah.
Maybe it was my dad. His favorite shirt was a navy blue Penn State hoodie.
Wow. Oh, I would love that if it was. I don't know.
We'll just go with that because it makes me happy. He's in my dreams.
Yeah. It wasn't like a bad energy or anything like that. It was just weird to me because I thought, why was somebody coming up around behind us? I thought maybe it was somebody that that was going to come into the.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Well, what freaked me out is we both turned around because I knew that nobody was back there because we had to set up the table, and it was just, it was wild. And I knew M wasn't there because she had to go meet a celebrity. She had a photo op thing. So it was just Jamie and I, and of course Neil was running the camera. There was nobody else. And I mean, no doors behind us, nothing, but I still felt it. And then when I saw your head turn, Shannon, I was like, uh-oh. I just like,
what's going on?
Yeah, it was the weirdest.
Yeah.
It was cool, but weird at the same time.
Yeah, that's every day of my life.
Because when I was editing the footage and I was rewatching it, and I was talking to Jamie last night, I was like, I'm watching this now. And even our cameraman, Neil, he was like, Jamie, just like, she jumped right back in the saddle and took the reins over. And I was grateful for it because I was just more of a blubbering idiot than I am right now.
Yeah, you just didn't. It was, I've never, ever seen you that way. Ever. Mm-hmm. You were completely broken.
I was. I was. So tell us a little bit more about the book, and I'm sure Emily's going to have questions. I'm sure Jamie's going to have more questions. And I don't have that feeling that I did Saturday. It's probably because I'm not near you until things start flying around the geek lair right now. Or Sam starts moving behind Emily because it's an animatronic.
Well, I would hate to admit that I would, love that.
I would too.
This isn't even the animatronic. This is just a hanging one. The animatronic's on the other side.
Oh, that's not the animatronic. Oh my god.
No, I got more.
Oh, that would freak me out then if that's not the animatronic. All right,
that
so
would be even worse.
All right, give everyone.
That would be amazing.
Before,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, my book. It's the first of a few to come. It's telling a story, so it doesn't end with the ending of the story of what she told me has happened to her. I love my book. Can I show it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I was going to show it, too, because I have
Yeah,
it.
You both show it, yeah.
Yeah. It's supposed to come out October 31st. It's for sale, pre-sale now. I'm really excited about it. I'm kind of speechless. I'm shy, because it is really personal. It's really deep. A trigger warning. It's pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah. I realized something too, and as I went back and watched your segment, I didn't realize I did this until I rewatched it, and Jamie kind of scolded me for it. And I didn't realize I was doing it at the time. I actually read something backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did not mean to do that.
At the bottom of the
you
page.
You start at the bottom.
And you were reading up.
But I wasn't reading the words. Now, let me elaborate for people watching on Pod TV and public access television and listening on the Angry Geeks Network. And for those of you watching live, I wasn't reading the words backwards. I took the book.
He's reading the sentences.
Yeah.
From the bottom of the page up.
I opened the book to a random page and I just started reading it, but I was reading it backwards. I was reading the sentences right to left, but I was reading it from the bottom of the page going up instead of from the top of the page down. And Jamie goes, "What are you doing? Give me the." I gave her the book. It was the weirdest thing. And I'd never, ever do that. And Jamie's like, "You're reading it like manga. Give me that book." And has anyone acted like that towards you before?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm not normal. Okay, I'm normal. Good.
Well, we know you're not normal.
We didn't say that.
Be quiet, the both of you. Okay.
I would say, especially since the spirit attachment, people have been really weird around me. People that I was very close with before can't be around me at all. They don't recognize me anymore. I'm a completely different person than I was 2 years ago. You can look on my Facebook. You can look through my pictures and you'll see that I am not the same person I was before. And that's fine. I feel like it was all a learning experience and it was something that inevitably is going to help the spirit hopefully eventually move on. I have been doing things to help her move forward. So I'm not just sitting here and wallowing in it, but I don't know. I kind of like her now. My pet ghost. Yeah. So.
Well, it was funny because I just, relived the whole reading backwards, but I did not realize I did that until, again, I was reviewing the footage and I was talking to Jamie last night and I was like, holy cow, I read that backwards. And it just, it kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, it happens. Oh, it's thanks. A little weird that it was backwards. It's creepy to me.
Oh, like, just thanks, because, lady. No.
Just, well, it's a whole like mockery of it. It's like a...
Right, and that's what I was going to say. It's almost taking her, what you translated, her emotions and reversing.
But it really, the words...
And feelings.
The words weren't backwards. I was just reading it like...
Yeah, if you said the words backwards, that really would have been like, we need an exorcism. Like,
I was just going
from the bottom of the page up.
Yeah, it was just weird. Yeah. Never did that
this
before.
This case is definitely a weird case. There's a lot of weird circumstances that have happened to the group around it. A lot of people in our group are affected by this place. Either directly through me or indirectly just from investigating there. It's gotten to the point where we now tell our guests, because we do public investigations at the location, I do tell the guests to be wary that they could have some sort of attachment. The last time we investigated there, we had three different groups and three different times one person in each group had been affected in some negative way, where they felt sick or they felt something creeping in, I guess, and they're not sensitive in the sense where they would know it. And we had to have them, ground and leave. So,
I got a double whammy then because I felt the dude behind us. I was reading stuff backwards. Holy cow.
Well, the thing that scares me, and I really hope that it was your father, because for me, it's scary because one of the attachments is, gosh, this is such a crazy story. See, if somebody else told me this, I would think they were so full of it. But I lived it. I have audio evidence to back it up too. I let my book play out and we left, we just left audio in there and we actually got EVPs, which is electronic voice phenomena, going along with the book, acknowledging the things that I was saying in the book and asking questions, which was really, really cool. So yeah, I don't know. This place is just crazy. I don't remember why I started that whole, oh yeah. So it's scary to me because there was two attachments. It was a male and a female. And a lot of psychics have said, cause I feel the male with me often and he's oppressive. And so a lot of psychics have said that he'll come up behind me and hold me. And it's weird for me. Because, you know, I'm telling his secrets essentially. And, his family motto was, basically watch what you say because you can't take it back. So think twice before you speak. So I'm a little nervous of the backlash on the spiritual end of this, but I feel like it's something that it had to be done, you know. That's also why I won't give the name too, because I feel guilty because they still have descendants and stuff.
No, that's definitely
that makes sense. Yeah,
sorry, it's a lot.
No, that is definitely deep. All right, we got some comments. Kevin says Lewis was reading it as if it was a top 10 list. We haven't had a top 10 list in a long
time.
I know he's not wrong. I didn't think. Since our sidekick arrived, I did not want to put her through that. That's only Jamie's torture. No top 10 list in a while. And Nick says, hi, everyone. Happy to see you back, Jamie. Just jumped in. Is Shannon a medium? Shannon, would you consider yourself a medium?
Yes.
Yes. You. Oh, my God. I would have.
On the back of her book.
Said in the beginning, too, Lewis.
You didn't see my Facebook post either, she's an award-winning psychic, poet, and model from Long Island, New York.
I've been a psychic investigator with Long Island Paranormal Investigators since around 2010 or 2011. I do not like giving personal readings to people. I want to do more of the investigative side of it. I like going to people's homes and helping them in that sense. However, with that said, if I do have something come through for someone, of course I will tell them what's coming through and I would give them that reading, and I don't do it for monetary gain as far as the readings go, and the paranormal investigations, it's free.
Well, I wasn't sure if medium would be like a bad word or anything. I wasn't sure if it was offending.
The word psychic, I feel, is kind of offending. Okay. It's because it's such a broad term. There are so many different levels. I mean, most people that they're not just a medium and they're not just an empath or just a psychic. It's so many different levels that go along. Some people can just smell things and they're psychic in that way. They can smell like what your grandmother would make, or, you know, if your father smoked cigars, what kind of cigar, you know, that kind of thing. There are some people that, you know, by touch, by taste. It's so deep, and everybody has the ability. It's just whether or not you hone in on it. Everybody has that feeling of flight or fright. Everyone has been in that situation where they said, I should have listened to my gut. I shouldn't have done it, because your gut told you already. So you just have to practice and hone in on that. And then you'll develop more of an ability to read what's going on around you.
See, what I picked up on, and then I'll give the floor back to Jamie and Emily before I get tongue-tied, was we were busy all day Saturday. Every time we walked around the corner, Emily and I we had somebody at the table. Jamie and I had somebody at the table. And you kept grabbing my attention, because before you would walk over and you were standing in the corner and you were looking at us, and then you would disappear. And then you would come back, and I was like, who is this person? And you would come over, stand, and then you would disappear. And then you would come over, stand, and just stare, and disappear. And I was like, is she a fan? And even when we were talking, I would like stop and look. And then finally you came over. I'm like, oh yeah, we were expecting you. It was just that's the type of presence you have. And it's just like, wow. Okay, ladies, it's all yours. I just want to say that. Because you do have a super commanding presence. And I'm not sure if it's everything around you, your aura, but you like, and for those of you at home watching and listening, she's only like 5 foot. You're short, aren't you, Shannon? Shannon.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
She got mad and froze.
Yeah, I think she froze. Shannon's like really short, but she has a very commanding. There she goes. Shannon, are you there?
I got lost. I'm back.
Yeah,
now.
You. I was just saying that you have such a commanding presence, but you're tiny. You're short. You're like 5 feet tall.
Yeah,
I'm five feet. And it's like, my God, you know. And Mark May is in the house. Hey, yo. Hey, Mark, how are you? And Sean Scott says, Jamie Dolan is back. Hell yeah. All right, ladies, it is your turn. Emily, Jamie, go ahead. I blabbered enough. Questions all around.
Do you have anything?
Well,
you were part of the interview, so.
It's all you, Em. Go.
Okay, sorry. I thought she was saying something. Well, anyway. I had a couple of things in mind. Like, so a long time ago, I stayed at the Conjuring House twice. And I met some people, and one of them was someone who like sells a lot of different tools and whatnot. And he makes them himself, actually. One of them, like, obviously, like Ouija boards and stuff everyone pretty much knows that that's just not a good thing to do. Like, do you know what a spirit box is? We lose her? You do?
Yes.
Have you used one of those before?
It's basically no, I'm here.
Okay.
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think you're a little late though. But we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I don't know why.
Okay, it's better now.
Okay. The spirit box, it's actually it's a form of ITC, instrumental trance communication. So the theory is that a spirit can use that device to communicate with you using words in real time so that you'd be able to have an actual conversation with them. Some of them are used through scanning radios. Most people will do an AM station because it's usually not too active, but sometimes they're just a device built in with word parts, and then it scans through the word parts. And the theory is that if it makes a full word and it's relevant, then that could be paranormal.
Okay. Oh, cool. That was awesome. The description you just gave me. One more thing, and I'll see for Jamie, you might hate me for this question or just be like, oh, I've gotten this question before, but we'll see. I'll take that risk anyway. Cause apparently nobody likes me. Lewis. I'm just saying this because like I've actually been to like multiple mediums. I've been to shows. I've been to like there's some in Rhode Island where I'm from. That's my end. And you know, they're popping up in Cumberland, whatever. I'm following pages. And I'm listening to interviews, like I said, going to shows, and they have all said the same thing, especially since you're in Long Island, you said. They all talk the biggest smack about Teresa Caputo. Do you have any opinion on Teresa Caputo?
I'm not going to say anything negative about anybody I haven't met. And I say that if they're saying anything negative, that means that they're jealous. They're either jealous of her stature or jealous of what she could do with spirit. I am not a fangirl. I don't follow her. I will, however, say that I do know people that have met her before she became famous. She did go up to and do readings on for free in a restaurant, and it blew their mind and they didn't know who the hell she was until she had the show. I do know that I believe, can't remember her name, but I did meet the person that trained her on developing her skills. And when she started, she was you know, unsure of what to do with them. And like I said, everybody has it. You just have to learn how to pull it out of you. So I don't think she's full of it. I don't agree with the psychic mediums charging people $500, $300 or plus for a reading. I think that's bull, especially when you're trying to you're using people's vulnerability against them financially. Mm-hmm. You're saying to them, you have a family member that you love or a friend that you love that you can't communicate with because of whatever reason, but you think that I can communicate to them. So I'm going to charge you an arm and a leg so that you can have three words that might make sense to you from them. You might get a little bit more and you might not. That I don't agree with. That's wow. Something I understand that people should get paid for what they do. It is an energy exchange that can be exhausting. Mm-hmm. I don't think that everybody should do it for free. I just mm-hmm. don't think that you should take advantage of it in that sense. What? Charge $20. What does it take? An hour? Charge $20 for a reading. I mean, you don't have to put out a mortgage for somebody to talk to. I lost my dad too. And if a psychic person told me, oh, you know, yeah, I can tell you everything you want to know. You could have an hour long conversation with him. It's just going to cost you $500 and you'll be on a year and a half wait list. Not for me.
Yeah. I love how you put it. Like, that's so right. How you put it, using someone's vulnerability against them. Like just how you put it, like, that's ridiculous. Like, oh wow. Like their kid just died. That is just tragic. They do anything for comfort. And you know, you're right. Like, mm-hmm. oh, someone will take that. Oh, give me $500. I'll tell you. Exactly like you said, like three words that might be something to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. And I respect that. That was a great answer. Thank you.
Thank you.
See, that's what I meant. Commanding presence. I'm 5 foot stick of dynamite. I mean, wow. That was like amazing.
Yeah.
Before we take our sponsor break, we have questions. First, Donald says, is there any way to identify scammers from real ones? We'll get to that because that's going to be a big question when we come back from our break. And Kevin wants to know wants to know where he can get that book. We're going to get to that in 30 seconds.
They can't wait. They want to get on with it.
I know.
Like, get the commercial over. We want to keep going.
They're going to be right. Yeah, I know. Because I paid for it with the blooms. We'll be right back in 30 seconds with this
vending machine treasure.
With this amazing person. We'll be right back. H-Squared Collectibles. 39 Wedgewood Drive, Suite 232. Inside is Taylor Mill Mall. Pokemon every Saturday mornings. Become a Pokemon Blaster. Magic Gathering every Friday night. Comics, toys, vinyls. Diecast and more. Find your inner hero at CH Square Collectibles. Proud sponsor of the Angry Geeks Show. And now that the first set of bills have been paid, Shannon, I mean, that was a great answer. I mean, holy moly, Spitfire.
I'm what actually glad you asked that. That's a big thing for me. It bothers me a lot when people do that.
Wow, that was perfect. I was like, wow, holy moly. Just go for the jugular. Tell the fans how you feel. That's great.
But
so,
she's
I mean,
not
let's.
Wrong either.
I know. No, you know? Not in the. I mean, that's. But see, now I kind of. Damn you, Eric Yakko, one of our other sponsors we're going to get to. Because, like, I go like the flea market to buy comic books or tag sales, and I would buy like an expensive one and pay like 10 cents for it. Then he says the old lady's eating cat food that night. Now I kind of feel bad.
Oh.
Damn. Never mind. Long story. Shannon, Jamie knows exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Tell Kevin where he can find your book.
Tell Kevin where you can find your book, even though it goes on sale on October 31st.
It's on pre-order.
It's pre-order. If you go to my Instagram and send me a message, you can go through either PayPal or Venmo. I just need your address and then I'll send it to you. We're just waiting to get it on Amazon.
Which is, it's at
My Instagram.
We're going to scream.
Oh, dear Kevin.
I remember these things. It'll be on Amazon too, right? I think
you Yeah, we're trying to get it on there. It's just taking a minute.
All right, and Donald comes in, and Donald says, is there a way to identify the scammers from the real ones?
Yeah. So there is some clues, I guess, if they are okay. They'll do a cold reading. So what that means is they'll say something that can make sense for everyone. So depending on where you're from, I'm from Long Island. I am Irish Italian. So they can assume that I might have a cop in my family. I might know a cop. I might be friendly with a cop. So they're going to say a cop is coming through or things like that. They'll take your age and they'll use that. So if you're of a certain age, they might assume that your parents might be passed over or your grandparents will be passed over. So they'll use that. Common names start with M, start with A, S, things like that. John Edwards, we won't go there. So things like that come out. They pull. You're giving information. You don't even realize it. You're going to give cues with your face. You'll give cues with your eyes. And then that's how they're going to pull more out of you. So you're really telling them and they're making you feel that they're giving you the information. They're just repeating it back to you. Another thing is they'll try and get you to buy more stuff. Buy this candle. This candle will help bring love back to you. It's only $500. I keep going with that price. I hope I've been
payments again.
Buy this candle. I mean, there are candles that you will that you can use for protection and stuff like that, but it's not a whole we could put a spell and all this other stuff. That's just there's a lot of those in the little psychic stores. And I don't want to say every one of those are fraudulent, but you know, from my experience,
not everyone, but they exist for sure.
Do your research. I mean, if you're really interested in going to see someone, if it's that important to you, research the psychic first. Go through recommendations from other people, look them up and see what they have to offer and see if that's even the psychic for you, because some might, like I said, they could do other things. So they might not be able to pull for you what you want to hear from spirit. So definitely do your research first. Those are some ways.
Yeah. And I had another thing now that like we're talking about like identifying scammers from, you know, the real deal. I also always felt like, and again, that's why I'm asking this, totally correct me if I'm wrong. I always just kind of felt like if people go to a medium, they pay the money. And if they just go up and ask, who do you want to hear from? I always just kind of felt like that was just complete red flag bull crap right there. Who do you want to hear from? Like, then you're automatically telling like, oh, like, you know, my brother, Jeffrey, like, okay, they already got like you said, right there, you're telling them like you already gave them like an advantage right there. You know,
that's like specifically one thing I will do right away is don't tell me anything. If I'm going to location with my paranormal group, unless I've been there 500 times before, I won't know the history of the location. There's places that we go to that are just, we call urban myth and legend locations, which is stories on the island that we go to see. Is it really haunted? I don't know where we're going sometimes, and I won't know the history behind that. And I do that not only for myself, but for everyone else, so that they can know, oh, wow, you know, this, she didn't know. So this must be coming from, and it doesn't come from me. I'm just the in between. I am, you know,
telephone messenger. Yes.
Telephone messenger. And I'm glad you said that, because exactly that, the telephone game, what makes sense to me isn't going to be the same for you. It might not. So what I interpret as one thing, it might take you a few days before you're like, oh, that's what it meant. So there might be times when you go for a reading where you're like, I don't know. And then later on, it'll all start to come together. So there's,
see, I totally get that, because I didn't understand. I didn't realize the whole reading upside down thing, or the from bottom to the top thing, until I went back and watched the replay while editing the video. And then I
think
like,
your brain just went somewhere else that whole time.
I don't know.
I don't know what happened to you.
It's my first.
Oh, my God.
All right. First off, I get you say that's a crying baby, but what is that in the beginning? That's like a goat stomping on a child, and that's why it's crying.
I was like, whoa.
That's what it sounds like here.
I don't know. Anyway, this week's question of the week, that's as every week, is baby. Brought to you by Alternate Universe LLC in New Haven and Milford, Connecticut, right on Bridgeport Avenue and on Chapel Street. Stop in, see Eric. Tell Eric that Lewis, Jamie, and Emily sent you and that they are Angry Geeks approved. And if you do not stop by there, just contact him. See if he has anything and he'll mail it flat straight for you. This week's question of the week is by the president of Pod TV. And she wants to know, now, Shannon, you're going to go first since you're our guest. You have to answer this question. Then we will go to Jamie, and then we'll go to Emily, and then I, of course, will have to answer it. So, the question of the week, what language do you want to hear your voice in? Not what language do you want to speak, but what language do you want to hear your voice in? This question is asked because since we are international now, being on Amazon and Roku, we are translated into many different voices and are subtitled into many different languages. So they want to know, what language do you want to hear your voice in? Shannon, what language do you want to hear your voice in?
Oh, man. I was going to say that Star Trek one, but I couldn't think of the name. I forgot the language of it. But anyway.
Klingon! Oh my god, I said that today during the meeting! And they said no.
I said it has to be like an off version and call it Hang On.
It has to be a I said Klingon, and they said no, because they said no, and I was like, damn it.
So it has to be a real language.
I want to hear myself maybe in maybe in French. German, maybe? That would be cool.
Okay.
I don't know. In all languages, I think it would be fun. Why not?
Well, okay, after we're done with this round, and those of you listening live or watching live right now, please feel free to join in. We'll put your comments up on the stage. Jamie, what language do you want to hear your voice?
Down. Easy answer.
German, really?
Yes. Yeah, because I took German in high school. I want to speak German like fluently so bad, and I'm really not great at it. So I would just love to hear me speak perfect German.
Okay. Chris Hebert says, French, given my name is Hebert or Hey Bear. Donald Shumley says, Irish Gaelic.
Okay. I would have to say Japanese for a couple reasons. I would make a fantastic anime character and forget the dubbing and stuff. I want to see myself as a real one. Cruella, the anime. and also I have this to show you just to piss you off. I have this autographed Culture Club book in Japanese.
Oh my God. You and Boy George, please. Oh, Jamie, she cosplayed as Boy George on Sunday.
I did not cosplay. I was just in my year and I dance with Deborah and what's-her-face in the lobby, which was a complete accident.
According to Ian, I cosplayed on Sunday because we went to the Deerfield Fair and he says, I dress like I'm in the 80s and I even had a fanny pack on. So I was like, whatever. I don't even care.
So, for some reason, a lot of people thought I dressed up like Boy George because, like, you know, like there's that video posted on my story, like dancing to, like everyone's filming it, Karma Chameleon there. And people are coming up to me after. They're like, don't give up your Boy George stuff. That's awesome. I don't know what that meant. But I'm like, do you need my look or my obsession? Because I won't give up either. It's okay.
Neil said, to be fair, the dance was awesome. And Kevin says, pig Latin. I wanted to say, believe it or not, when I had the meeting today with good people of Pod TV, Kimberly, actually said Japanese because she knows we have a following over in Japan. But I would say Indonesian. I think that would be
really
cool. Yeah, because they have like
that.
Well, only because Indonesian, I'll tell you why. I watched a special one day and they have grass huts with air conditionings in them. And that, like, fascinated me. But how can you get, like, a Gilligan's Island grass hut and put an air conditioner in?
Gilligan's Island, Indonesian.
Yeah, but no, they had seriously grass.
The way Shannon's, he correlates, like, things, just.
I know. Shannon's looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with him? But no, I'm serious. They a had a grass, a straw grass hut, and the tribal chief, not Roman Reigns, but the tribal chief had an air conditioning unit built into a grass hut. So I would say Indonesian. That's,
well, it probably had a thatch roof, and it was probably just like mud walls, which is actually sturdier than most of the concrete that we use. If you watch any of those documentary shows, you would know this. It also insulates better.
I bet they could do that in Germany, too.
Did I tell you how much I miss you and how much I love you? Yeah. Anyway, best answer. Who would win the best answer for this? And hold on. Aviva says, curious on what the housing accommodations would have to do with.
I don't know.
I agree with that.
Thank you, Aviva.
No points are given to this evening's game, so nobody wins. How about that?
Poor sport.
Yeah, sore loser.
All right, everybody gets 5 points but me. How about that? So okay. we all have winners tonight.
Yeah, better.
Bet.
Huzzah.
Okay, ladies, continue with your questions.
I just have a statement, I guess, for Shannon. Is I have a ton of respect for what you do. I grew up in a very haunted house where this, and it was a male presence.
Look at the smile. Time. Wait, hold time.
And
it Jamie,
terrified.
Stop. Wait, Jamie, stop. Stop. Shannon's face because of the comment on the screen. Now, you and I, Jamie, you and I know why. We have to explain it to Emily off camera, but look
it's
at the
cosplay,
smile.
It's cosplay, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm not stupid. I know some things for the love of God.
I do. Okay, whatever. Huzzah, she said.
Sorry. So your house is very haunted and
terrifying. Yes, so it was very haunted and it terrified me. I remember being in kindergarten, and at the time my whole literally family lived there. It was like full house. And then towards the end, we moved out. My uncle was left. My mom would drop me off because he would actually take me to school because she worked at a hospital. And this presence would hover over, like it was just over me, heavy, to the point where I would sit under this window while he was in the shower with like my head and my knees the entire time, because it terrified, like the worst thing in the world. It scared him out of the house one day. Like he said, it went through him, and my aunt came home and found him in his boat in the garage under the cover. So people that do what you do amaze me, because I just remember that and the way that I felt and how terrified I was. And to think, like, you go into these situations and you help people and you help them move on, hopefully, is awesome to me. So that's all I have to say. I think you're amazing.
Thank you. That really means a lot to me. That's part of why I started, because I, you know, being a medium, you know, I grew up with that. It's terrified me as a child. I didn't understand why there were people coming to me in my bedroom when I was supposed to be sleeping at night, and why nobody else could see them. And so I always wanted to know why, and I always wanted to help, because, you know, that means a lot to me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm sorry.
I wish I was that brave, because I feel like I could be kind of maybe doing what you're doing now.
You can still do it.
I like know when my dad's around, I can sense him and stuff like that. But other things, like I tell my boyfriend, like, there's faces and I don't want to see the faces. I block them out because I'm so afraid of that feeling that I had, even though they might not all be that way. I don't want that feeling back.
I get it.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Again, you have a commanding presence, and like immediately we had the opening for tonight, and I was like, I gotta contact her, because I was just blown away, and especially how I felt next to you. It was just like, I have to get her on here. And it was just, you're just amazing. And I have 100% respect for you. My brother, God rest, he's practicing Wiccan before he passed away. And actually, I think this is part of the connection that Jamie and I have. His name was Jamie. And I think that's why the whole thing with the sister thing. And he passed a while ago. And I think that's why I have such a connection to this lady down here. And it's just like sitting with you and all the feeling that I got next to you. I had to once again talk to you again because immediately I offered you, hey, I want to get you back on. And you're just
you told her, you're like, holy week.
I know. It's like I wouldn't take no for I wouldn't take no for an answer. You were just like amazing, and I knew in my heart of hearts that Jamie wanted that book. That's why I threw the doubloons at you. It's here, not that I wanted to get rid of them. I just the money was right in front of me, so I was like, here, take it. I'm buying you this. So it was
which
just
is
like,
a beautiful book.
I know. I know.
I mean, No, I just want it because we're here to talk about her book, and we haven't really talked about it much.
Yeah, no, we haven't.
I'm not going to read it because we did it on the video, but it is beautiful. You can't see the artwork on the pages, but it's a very, very, very pretty book. I love it.
Thank you.
You said the pages were like teardrops. Do I remember that correctly?
Yes. Yeah, if I could probably... I don't know if you'll be able to see it.
I didn't want to be too close because I didn't know if you wanted to show too much of the words. But
I don't know if you'll be able to see it because I can't see.
Oh,
what
yeah.
I don't know if it's hard to see, but there's certain drips like here and like throughout here that cause that.
Yeah, I can. We can move you close.
I don't know what happened.
Well, she said that caused that.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought.
yeah, it gives it. It's like almost like a parchment paper look with like tear staining effects on it.
I could see. I think I could see it.
Yeah. It was designed between me and Brimstone.
Oh, here's a blank page, so you can maybe see
right,
it.
Hold on. Let's see if we can.
But it has these really pretty like. Almost like flower, kind of filigree looking around the edges. It's just really pretty.
And there's like little crosses in there. It's so nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Kevin wants to know how many books are in the
series. Oh, yes, Kevin. Good question.
I'm so far one. I think probably there will wind up being around 3 or 4. And I'm hoping to add more from other locations. That I do. Because I write down all of my impressions from everywhere I go to. So, but from this particular location, I would say probably about 3 or 4. And then I might do the full story of my whole experience without the poetry.
Yeah, James says, James says, tear stained pages.
That's right.
Just absolutely amazing. All right. We are approaching almost 8 o'clock. M, another question really quick. Rapid fire.
Rapid fire. My God, now I'm thinking on the spot here. What was the age? I mean, I know you said that this starts really young. You just were scared. You didn't know what was happening and stuff. What was the age it really struck you when you started to be able to train and control it and know what you were doing?
I was actually much older, about 21, between 21 and 24, I would say. I had an experience where things kept happening. It was like I was reawakened or something. I always thought I was psychic, then I thought I was crazy. And certain things kept happening. I'm like, how did I know this? Or why would I know that about that person? And I went to a location, and when I went to the location, that was pretty intense. A woman was murdered there. She was strangled and other things. I won't get into the other things. I was only in the parking lot, and I looked up to the second floor window, and all of a sudden I feel like I'm being choked. And when I would close my eyes, I could see as if I'm fighting somebody off, and I'm like, holy crap, I got her name. I figured out what happened. It was just a very insane spot. I went to look up other haunted locations, and that place popped up. And when it popped up, I saw the history on it, and it was literally my experience. And I was like, that's insane. So that's what prompted me to contact the group, Long Island Paranormal Investigators, and join them. And when I joined them, there was a psychic in the group at that point, Peter Ferraro. He lives in Florida now, but he was my mentor, and he helped me open that up a lot. And then from there, I've just, I think once you acknowledge and accept it, it tends to just flow easier. It was just years of being told no, and that I was crazy, and I was embarrassing people, that closed me off. So I decided to just reemerge and be me.
That's awesome. Wow, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Jamie, rapid fire question. Go.
Oh my God. How do you do this?
Because I am me. I'm crazy.
Yeah, he's a crazy one.
Yeah.
He has no special powers that we can discuss.
That's what it is. I asked Shannon all the questions on Saturday, and I don't want to like redo the same questions, because you're going to put that on and it's going to be like a double thing. I don't know. I just think she's awesome. I just wish
Thank
I could
you.
Do what she does.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
Okay. I did have a question, but you answered it. I was going to ask you who trained you, because we were talking earlier about people that having that be trained. So I have another question I'm going to ask you is, when is the next time that you're going to be on our show and talk to the three of us? And another question on top of that is, when's the next time you're going to go out and investigate something?
Sure. Well, I will come back whenever you invite me. I don't mind. I love you guys. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, CM, she loves you.
Somebody does.
Lewis, you are such a jerk sometimes, I swear.
I know.
I'm used to it.
Our next investigation will be a public investigation in Southampton. You can find
that Southampton, Mass?
Southampton, Long Island.
Oh.
Sorry. You can find that information at southamptonhistorymuseum.org, I think. You can buy tickets through that.
Kevin,
and that's a quick question. The money goes back into the museum to restore and stuff.
My quick question is, do you have any plans to spread out of Long Island?
Yes, I would love to. Yeah, we've investigated outside of Long Island. We've done a lot of just the East Coast, so I would like to go everywhere. I would like to leave the country.
Yeah.
Get me out of here, please.
Some of those cool castles. Oh, my God.
Yes. Ireland would be, I would love to investigate some places there.
Would you come to New England?
Yes, of course.
Because New England is, there is a book called Haunted New England. So I think that it would be great.
A lot of the haunted, I have the haunted New Hampshire.
Like books. I said, we got the Conjuring House here.
Yes, I would love to see that place. I know it just got resold. Somebody else bought it.
Yeah, oh my
God. I'm excited to see what they do with
it. I stayed there like way back, like when it was like first. Like just when those people had it. And I got to say, it was the best sleep of my life. I found it so relaxing.
You're the second person that said that to me, though.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Second person that said that to me that has been there. And they were like, they were just disappointed because they wanted to crawl on the ceiling. And I'm like, sheesh. I mean, what are you doing? But
I didn't say that, but I can respect that.
I know. I get it. Because, you know, Hollywood will do that to you. You have a higher expectation of what's going to happen there.
What's even sicker, I was watching How to Make a Murder on Netflix on the TV.
I love that.
Or Making a Murder, whatever it was called. Yeah, so that was, I don't know what that says about me, but.
It says that you're a good time.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, please, everyone, go find Shannon. When that book comes out, pre-order the book. Get the book, please. Make sure you tell her that the Angry Geek sent you. And you know what? If you tell her the Angry Geek sent you, she will, because at Super Mega Fest, the first 20 people got a kiss for buying the book. If you tell her if you tell her the Angry Geeks sent you, when she sends you that book, she will like blink at the book for free if you tell her. So that's what you're going to get.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, wow. That's the same thing. It's the same thing. So you order the book.
It's like an eyeball kiss.
Yeah, exactly, Jamie. That's right. Tell her the Angry Geek sent you. Tell her that Jamie, Lewis, Emily, we sent her, and she's going to pick up the book and like blink at it a bunch of times, and that is your gift because you saw her on the Angry Geek show. Anyway, find her online, and please go out and buy that book. And you can find us. Who's going to say it tonight? Em, Jamie, where could they find both of you guys? Em, you go first. Where can they find you and your cosplay?
All right. Well, I'm on Instagram at Quinderella Cosplay. And my website is QuinderellaCosplay.com. And you can find me on Facebook, Emily May Partington. That has all my links on there.
Jamie, where could they find you?
Everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, all the things at ThatWonderWoman.1.
And they can find all three of us on the AngryGeekShow.com. It's now the Angry Geek Show Network. You can find our podcast wherever your favorite podcasts are found, which is iTunes, Stitcher, and all that stuff. You can find us on Pod TV, which is found on Roku and on Amazon. Your local public access channels. You can find me every Monday night right here with my sister from another mister, the one and only That Wonder Woman, Jamie Dolan. Our sidekick, the little one, the one and only Quinderella that everyone loves. I was just joking before. And every Tuesday night with Inksling and Jack Purcell on the number one wrestling podcast in the world that's going to be on Pod TV soon, Faces and Heels Podcast. And we are the Angry Geeks. There's no one else like us because our sparkle burns your eyes. Please go find Shannon and buy that book. Happy Halloween, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
You have been watching The Angry Geek Show on Pod TV. Visit our website today. And for guest bookings, email us at theangrygeekshow@gmail.com today.